Amen. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to the book of John, chapter 2. It's great to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. John chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and he said to them, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine. And when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. This is the beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. I trust you can receive this morning because it's simply the word of God. It says that he reserves and saves the best wine for last. Jesus saves the best wine for last. Now here's the scene. There's a wedding in Cana of Galilee. The mother of Jesus is invited. Jesus and his disciples are invited. The celebration plays out. Everything's going well. And all of a sudden, they run out of wine. Verse 3 in the New King James Version says they ran out of wine. The J.B. Phillips New Testament, then it happened that the supply of wine gave out. And so his mother comes to him and says they have no wine. And Jesus responds to her, what does your concern have to do with me? The answer is everything. This concern has everything to do with Jesus. And I believe what the Spirit of the Lord would say to the church this morning is this: you think you've drank the best you can. You think you've drank the best years, the best worship, the best times, the best wine. And the word of the Lord comes today calling the servants to get ready, for Jesus saves the best wine for last. He saves the most exquisite wine for last. Maybe you're here this morning and there has been a pressing and a crushing. Maybe there's been great feasting and it seems the wine has run out, the joy has run out, the gladness has run out. Perhaps you're here this morning and you've come to the end of what you can supply. Or maybe it's our character, our reputation that's on the line. And if so, I'd say to the church this morning, get ready. If you've run out of wine, tell Jesus. Verse 3, when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. If you've run out of wine, run to Jesus. Go to him. If the wine has run out, tell him how desperately you need him. Tell him that this has everything to do with him. And can I encourage the church this morning, once we run to him, once we explain to him, once we tell him this has everything to do with him, would we do exactly what he says? Receive his instructions and follow his instructions precisely? Get moving and get filling the water pots. Verses 1 to 8, on the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. So Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were set 6 water pots of stone according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it. If you are here this morning and you have run out of wine, run to Jesus, tell Jesus, and do whatever he says. Do whatever he tells you to do. This wine is not wine we can fashion ourselves. This wine we simply cannot prepare ourselves or make ourselves or fashion ourselves. Yes, we prepare the water pots. Yes, we fill them to the brim, but beyond that, it's sheer miracle. Our labor only produces water in pots. Water in pots that needs his divine touch. Would you say amen to that this morning? Verses 7 to 10, Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast. And so they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and he said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. Jesus saves the best wine for last. Just let that settle into your spirit this morning. Jesus saves the best wine for last. H is for human judgment. When people deem that the wine has run out, or perhaps the Lord seeks to usher in a new move of God, the enemy would love to have us throw an H in the mix. Wine. We get to the end of what we think is the best there is, and we throw an H into the mix. Soon there's wine rather than running to Jesus. Soon there's wine rather than preparation and gathering and filling to the brim of the water pots. You follow me this morning. We get to the end of what we think has been the best time God has for us, or for a church, for a nation, for a family. We throw an H in the mix. Jesus is giving instruction, but our H has deafened us. Those that have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church this morning, those that are saying, oh, the best is gone. All we have left is pots and water. I would say to us this morning, we have to be careful what we call natural. It may just be what Jesus uses to usher in wine we've not tasted yet. It might just be what Jesus needs to bring forth the best wine, wine greater than we have ever had. Don't lose your celebration and laughter. What's about to be drawn out of the water pots is miraculous. And would you remember to keep spelling wine, W-I-N-E. Let him take care of the wine. We know that we need his miracle provision. How many would agree with that this morning? Let's gather and let's prepare. Let's do exactly what he tells us to do. Let's fill the water pots to the brim. Let's not just put a few drops in. Let's not fill them halfway. Let's fill them to the brim and let's get ready. Let's do all we can do and have a spirit of faith and a spirit of vision, a spirit of belief that says, God, I know that you saved the best wine till last. We don't camp on last week, do we? I come into the house of the Lord and I'm expecting that the best wine is yet there, yet to come, that he's ready to bring his miracle provision. From glory to glory, from strength to strength. Don't be content with water, trying to fool ourselves into thinking what we are drinking is wine. We're just going to let that one rest this morning. He saves the best wine for last, the word tells us. Verses 9 and 10 in the Message. When the host tasted the water that had become wine, he didn't know what had just happened. But the servants, of course, knew. He called out to the bridegroom. Everybody I know begins with their finest wines. And after the guests have had their fill, brings in the cheap stuff. But you have saved the best till now. The Passion Translation reads, you, my friend, you've reserved the most exquisite wine until now. Is that your confession of faith before Jesus? The Voice, you've held back the best for last. The NLT reads, a host always serves the best wine first. Then, when everyone has had a lot to drink, he brings out the less expensive wine. But you have kept the best until now. What do we have to look forward to? He saves the best wine for last. Can we receive the word of the Lord today? The Lord is saying to us today, get ready. The best is yet to come. I've been saving the best wine for last. I've been reserving it, the most exquisite wine until now, for my church, for my people, for their homes, for their families, for their sons and daughters, for the nation of Canada, for the province of Alberta, for the city of Edmonton. Do you believe it this morning? That's the kind of faith he wants us to have. Jesus doesn't like whiners. You imagine if they would have responded to servants, I don't think he can do it. I don't think it can be any better than what we just ran out of. How much do you need, Jesus? How much labor is involved in this? How much water do we got to go get? How much water do we need to put in the pots? A few drops enough? Come on, you're the God of miracles. They filled it to the brim. That's important. I love that the text reads that. Because Jesus is telling us, to the brim. Fill it right up. That's faith. All in. All in. You know that even now on this earth, he lets us drink of the most exquisite wine? Prepare, gather, fill the water pots to the brim. Don't fill them halfway. If we want abundant wine, we must be abundant in filling. I believe that's the word of the Lord to many here today and to all of us here today. If we want abundant wine of the kingdom, we must be abundant in filling. I think of his words to his mother. Verses 3 and 4, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? Sons and daughters, don't talk to your mama like that. What does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. Now, if you go home today and your mom's asking you to clean your room, don't pull that scripture out. And I know the kids are all in kids ministry, so we're going to be okay. But I can't help but hear the scripture, Isaiah 62, verse 7, and give him no rest until he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. What does your concern have to do with me? Servants, do whatever he says. Do whatever he says. Can we be encouraged today? Don't just see pots and water. Get some eyes. Cry out for the eyes of faith. Mary said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. And even so, the Spirit of the Lord is here to call the servants to ready the pots. The Spirit of the Lord is in this church this morning to call the servants to ready the pots. And if we've been readying the pots, just keep readying the pots. Keep filling the pots to the brim. Don't stop. Don't get discouraged. Jesus is about to do a new thing. He's about to bring forth new wine. We need vision and we need faith. Nothing left to do. Nothing left to taste. You sure? The truth is, he saves the best wine for last. You think you've come to the end of the supply of wine for your marriage? The best is yet to come. You think you've come to the end of the supply of wine for your family, your home? The best is yet to come. You think you've come to the end of the supply of wine for your business? The best is yet to come. You think you've come to the end of the supply of wine as a church, that we've come to the end of the supply of wine? The best is yet to come. What are we supposed to do? What are we going to do? We're going to run to Jesus. We're going to tell him that the wine's run out. We're going to listen to what he says. We're going to do whatever he tells us to do. And we're going to fill those pots to the brim. When the miracle supply comes, some try and bottle it and label it and sell it and make for themselves. Didn't he once fashion a whip to cleanse his house of this behavior? Bottling it, labeling it, selling it, and selling tools to open it. Heaven forbid we put a cork in it. The only thing that needs to be corked is our H, our wine, our whining, our lack of vision and faith, not just corked, but cast out. God wants no cover on the supply. He wants wide open pots where anyone can get to the wine and drink freely. He's about to do a miracle. I really felt this morning in pre-service prayer for marriages here. You're just running on, I don't know what you're running on. The wine's run out. There's no joy. There's no gladness. You know what you need to do? Not go get another book. Not go to some psychiatrist. What you need to do is run to Jesus and tell him the wine's run out. And then you need to do exactly what he tells you to do. Not start bargaining with him like, are you sure? How much effort are we going to have to put in, Jesus? Can't you just miracleize us so we love each other? Can't you just change the environment in the home? He's saying, no, you fill the pots. I'll turn the water into wine, but you get busy. Get working. That's how it works. I think sometimes we fall into this pattern in the kingdom where we just think he's going to do everything for us. Don't you remember he said, you go, you create, you do, you work, you gather, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. I need you to pray. I need you to worship. You fill it up. We all have a responsibility to fill the water pots. He truly does save the best wine for last. This might sound crazy, but I can hardly wait. Yet for now, I must. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 to 5. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared for us this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 8 and 9, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Philippians 1, verses 23 and 24, for I'm hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. Why this? Why water to wine? Why this, his first miracle? Could it be to show us the greatest miracle of all and the greatest drink, the new wine of the kingdom and the everlasting kingdom? Is it possible that his first and last miracle is wine? He saves the best wine for last. I believe one thing he was showing us is that the actual wedding feast will never run out of wine. And didn't you know he does save the best wine for last? Wait till glory. Wait till we get to glory. What do you have to look forward to? Everything. What do we have to look forward to? Everything. The wine here is simply a shadow of what he has been saving since the beginning of time. Wait till he pulls it out. The vintage he's been working on and perfecting and cellaring since the beginning. Wait till that's brought out. Did you know that he's actually waiting with great anticipation? He's waiting until we get there. You say, are you sure? Listen to Revelation 19, verses 6 to 9. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God. You know what he said in the Word? He said that he would not drink till then, that he is waiting till we arrive. Matthew 26, verse 29, But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. The J.B. Phillips New Testament reads, I tell you, I will drink no more wine until I drink it fresh with you in my Father's kingdom. You know what Jesus has to look forward to? In his eyes, everything. He's looking forward to our arrival. He's looking forward to the end when he can bring out the very best. Right now, we do drink the best because he's so gracious and he's so kind. And his miracle provision is exactly that, a miracle. I find it interesting that the master of the feast called Jesus the bridegroom. It has to be acknowledged on earth to be realized in heaven. Charles Spurgeon said these words, Our Lord's words contained his dying anticipation. Said he not, I will no more drink of this fruit of the vine until the day I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. He knew he would die, but he knew that that was not the end. He expected happier and brighter days, fairer banquets, and fresher wine and purer joys. Now, did Christ mean heaven? I think he did, though that was not all. Yet we're at heaven, which he was just then anticipated. Follow out the prospect. Does he not picture heaven to us as a place of festive enjoyment when he says, I shall drink no more this fruit of the vine with you now? Does he not imply that in heaven is the meeting place of them that triumph and the state rooms of them that feast? All the enjoyments that can be imagined and more belong to the beatific state of the glorified. Whatever could conduce to make an intellectual mind happy, whatever could tend to make a refined spirit full of bliss, shall be our portion. At God's right hand, there are rivers of joy and pleasures forevermore. Such a day shall come when the great hallelujah shall be sung, when the marriage banqueting table shall be spread, when every elect soul shall sit at it with Christ at the head. When every soul redeemed by Jesus' blood from among men, every soul quickened by the Holy Spirit and kept by the power of God unto salvation shall, with his body raised from the dead, being perfect according to the adoption and the promise, stand up with Christ at the head and sing hallelujah to God and the Lamb, and sing hallelujah forever, amen. Then shall this glorious wine cup of the New Jerusalem's best wine be passed from lip to lip. When shall God be worshipped? Then, by all his redeemed. Then shall tears be wiped away and sin and grief shall cease forever. Then shall be fulfilled the saying of the Master, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Roll on, you wheels of time, roll on. And bring the glorious day, and may we all be there. Amen. I can have the worship team return this morning. I want to ask this question. Do we have a taste for the new thing the Lord is doing? Do we have a taste for the new thing the Lord is doing? The Bible says that it's foolish to long for the previous wine. The Bible says, remember not the former things. Now is the time to ready the pots. Now is the time to do whatever he tells us to do. And the word of the Lord to us today is it's not over. Get ready. Brighter days, fairer banquets, glorious wine, pure joys. He does save the best wine for last. Maybe you're here this morning and there has been a crushing and a pressing. If so, I would say to you, get ready. Maybe there's been great feasting and it seems the wine has run out. If so, get ready. Maybe we've come to the end of what we could supply. If so, get ready. Maybe it's our character, our reputation that's on the line. If so, can I encourage you this morning to get ready? Maybe the days of our life are coming to a close. If so, get ready. And maybe the joy has run out. Maybe the gladness is gone even in your walk with the Lord. I would say to us this morning, if that's the case, let's get ready. Let him restore unto you the joy of salvation. Drink the wine. Don't try and keep the wedding going without the joy, the liberty, the freedom, the excitement, the celebration, and the miracle provision of God. Let's grab the water pots and fill them up. Fill them up with what? Let's fill them up with faith and obedience and service and prayer and fastings and worship. Let's fill them up with water that he is bringing out of our innermost being. Let's fill them up with vision. Let's fill them up with expectancy. Let's fill them up with water from the well that never runs dry. Let's fill them up with passion and zeal. Let's not go to Jesus and try and bargain. What's this going to take? Let's just do whatever he says. And let's do it wholeheartedly. Let's not drag the pail. Let's not complain along the way. Let's do it with a smile on our face, full of expectancy, full of faith. God, I'm going to fill these water pots to the brim. Because I know you're a Lord, you're a God, you're a miracle worker that saves the best wine for last. I truly believe that's a word to many here today. You feel like you've drank the best years. You've had the best years. But can you receive this word today? He saves the best wine for last. He said to them, draw some out now. We have to draw some out. If you're feeling dry, maybe you need to get some water into you. 6 water pots, number of men. Maybe you need to get some water into you. Fill yourself up to the brim with the right things. Whatever the pots may represent, fill them to the brim and let Jesus turn it into wine that it might be drawn out and called a miracle. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Just going to begin to lift this course. I know we touched on many things. If you need to respond to the word of the Lord, the altar's always open. We'd love to pray with you. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, come to the kingdom. Come to the King. It's the greatest decision you'll ever make. You might not even recognize or realize that you're a sinner, but even now the Holy Spirit is knocking on your heart. We're all born into sin. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. One day we will stand before the Lord and give account for our lives. Our hope is Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through Him. And so this morning, would you run to Jesus? Give Him your heart and your life and commit from this day forward to walk with Him, to listen to Him, to obey Him, and do whatever He says. Enter into the most glorious, fruitful relationship. Let's sing this out this morning. Only You, Jesus. Only You, Jesus.